The next patient is Karen McCracken. The last name is MCC RACKEN. McCracken. Karen is the first name. KAREN. McCracken. MCC RACKEN. 66-year-old female, a patient of Dr. Paul Sanflair. Sanflair, ST, period, Flair, F-L-E-U-R, who is referred to this office because of the presence of CKD stage 4. This patient has been diagnosed with CKD 4 for about 4 years. She used to live in Houston, Texas. The patient comes today for a follow-up on the condition. She has been placed on Farxiga, and the administration of furosemide has changed from 40 milligrams to 20 milligrams on a daily basis. The patient has lost 10 pounds of body weight, and the latest laboratory workup shows that the creatinine went up to 2.7 and the BUN is 80. This patient has definitely a pre-renal azotemia that is most likely associated to the synergistic effect of furosemide and Farxiga, period. The recommendation is to increase the body weight by 2 pounds. The serum creatinine is 2.78. The BUN The BUN is 80, and the excretion of protein is 663 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Has remained stable. Number two, the patient has hyperuricemia, and she has a history of kidney stones that is evaluated, and followed by Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-H-I. The patient has uric acid higher than 9 milligrams per cent. We are going to start the patient on allopurinol, 300 milligrams on daily basis. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, anemia that has been treated at the Florida Cancer Center. Hemoglobin is 11.1. Following number, the patient has a history of congestive heart failure. She has a history of several cardiac catheterizations. The patient has diastolic dysfunction type 2, pulmonary hypertension, 16 millimeters of mercury, and tricuspid regurgitation. The patient is followed by Dr. Wynn, W-I-N. The only adjustment that we are going to make is increase the body weight by 2 pounds and start the administration of allopurinol. We're going to see her next year. I invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the 7 minutes in the documentation.